Hi, I'm Dr. Olga Pinkston, a board-certified rheumatologist and the host of the Mind Your Fiber podcast. This podcast is dedicated to fibromyalgia. I discuss up-to-date information about fibro, its treatment, the biology and psychology of the fibromyalgia. I cover the pain science education, the complementary and alternative methods available to you now to improve your symptoms. There are a lot of things that influence development of fibromyalgia, trigger fiber flares, and produce other symptoms like IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, depression, and anxiety, and none of them are your fault. In the Mind Your Fiber podcast, you will learn how and why fiber develops, how chronic pain changes your brain, and most importantly, that you're not alone in the struggle, that fiber is real, and how to not let fiber control your life. This podcast provides information only and does not provide any medical or psychological services or advice. Well, welcome back to Mind Your Fiber Podcast, episode 29. Today is the last part of my conversation with Lauren Erk. In this episode, we continue talking about physical activity and exercise as it relates to chronic pain and fibromyalgia. We will talk about pushing and crashing, how to get back on your exercise wagon if you have fallen off your exercise plan and want to quit. Our perfection is not a goal, but moving is. Why failure is important. How to find a fitness program that will work for you. If you have not heard the previous episodes, please go back to episode 27 and 28. You will also find information about Lauren and the fitness programs that she offers in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. You know, many patients, and, you know, me, myself included, we will start the exercise program, we'll get all into it, we'll get excited. And then, you know, a week or two or 3 weeks later, it happens with dieting, except it happens with exercise. We'll have one day and, you know, something happened. We had engagement that we couldn't break, or we had a fancy dinner, we overate. And all of a sudden, this 3 weeks of, you know, perfection of exercising or dieting is out of the window. We stop doing it, we off our diet or exercise wagon, and then that's it. And we don't go back on it. So I tell myself, you know, one mistake should not lead into cascade of mistakes. You know, so how do you, what do you do with patients who say, well, I did 3 weeks and now I fail, and do I start over? I mean, how do you coach your clients on that mindset that one day off, it's okay. You can always go back.
Yes. Everyone takes days off. Nobody, you know, one of the things about working out, and this is from an exercise addict, that me as a former exercise addict, I always used to push myself because I'd have a really good workout. Like it was just felt like, oh my God, my body felt amazing. I got so much accomplished. I expected that to happen the second day and it never would. It was like, if I have a really hard workout on Tuesday, Wednesday's workout's probably going to suck. So, and I found myself berating myself because I wasn't able to perform as well as I did on Tuesday. And then it makes me want to give up because I went so hard on one day, I didn't have the energy for the next day. But what no one ever told me was that it's impossible to perform the same on every single day. I remember the first yoga book that I ever bought, and I was looking at the back and they had all these days. I was going through a yoga teacher training and they would tell you every day and what you had to practice each day. And what I noticed is that one day might be standing poses, which is really hard, standing poses, working with the lower body. Then the next day they might show, I don't know, seated poses. But every single week, they would pepper in rest days. Like today was going to be a restorative day and where you would just lay on bolsters. And I remember thinking at the time, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to lay on a bolster? You have to pepper those in. Your body simply can't perform at a high level every single day. That's one of the reasons why professional athletes are professional athletes, because their body can continuously perform a task over and over, even when they're fatigued, and figure out a million ways to get around their fatigue and seemingly perform the task perfectly. Most other people can't. So they think that if they push themselves really hard, like I'm going to join this boot camp class, I'm going to lose all this weight, that their body's going to continue to perform that way. No, it's not. So if you're doing something that's causing you to continuously want to start and stop, I would say it is too much. You need to change your view on exercise. If you're going to have a hard day, great. Don't put so much pressure on yourself the next day to do the same. But you might want to, in 3 or 4 days, go back to another hard day. If you're going to take a day off, it's probably a good thing. I think there's a lot of exercise addicts out there that could really benefit from taking days off. But rest days need to be programmed in. And I think a lot of people think that if they take a rest day that they failed. Rest days are strategic. They're a part of it. You've got to give your muscles time to recover. The thing is, don't let more than 2 days go by, because now you're out of the habit. So if it feels daunting because you skipped a day, like maybe you had a holiday with your family and you're like, oh, how do I get started again? Don't think that you have to get started with that hard workout that you did on Tuesday. Start with something that's more gentle. Like I said, stand on your mat, start breathing. And then pretty soon you're starting to move. Maybe it's only 15 minutes, but again, it's about getting that neuroreceptor started to where now you're going to want to do more the next day. So it's about really listening to the natural rhythms of your body. Life is never the same. Your body is never the same. Your energy is never the same. We've been dealing with an incredible amount of heat in our you know, as you know, in our city. A lot of my clients that are used to doing their 60-minute sessions, 45 minutes, and they're like, I'm done. And we've been letting them leave because you know what? It's hot out. And if we were to make them do 60 minutes, I guarantee you they'd be just toast the whole next week. And that may be the very time that they quit. So allow yourself to not perform with 100% Mach 2 with your hair on fire every day. Allow yourself rest days.
So many of my patients also have this pushing and crashing cycle. It's very common in fibromyalgia. They will push because they know they're going to have a bad day. They're going to have more pain. So let's get over it and get stuff done today because I'm having a good day. And they're anticipating a bad day. And I worked with many clients that coach them on, don't anticipate a bad day tomorrow just because you had an intensive day today.
Right.
No, reassess tomorrow. See how your day goes. Because when they go into this pushing and crashing cycle, when they push, they get stuff done, and then they allow themselves to crash and they sit on the couch, they watch TV, they you know, binge on Netflix, and then they feel guilty and the guilt sets in and this emotional pain starts. So not only are they in pain physically from pushing themselves, they also start having pain that's emotional from not doing anything and feeling guilty. So how do you recommend, you know, somebody who's in this pushing and crashing cycle, because their body actually likes to crash. It's very pleasant to sit on the couch and binge on Netflix and eat ice cream. You know, your body will ask for it if you continue practicing that. You know, what you practice makes it stronger. So how do you get out of the cycle of pushing and crashing and, you know, anticipation of pain after you push yourself through exercise?
It's that pushing and crashing. And I've seen a lot of your posts on social media. You do a really great job of discussing that. And it happens not only with fibromyalgia patients, it happens with everybody. We all learn our lessons sometimes the hard way. And you can be the type of person that when that happens to you, you just do it again. Or you can have that happen to you one time and realize that was dumb. You know, I can definitely say that, like for me, during the holidays, when I'm trying to run my business and go shopping and decorate and go to parties and deal with my clients and get ready for my teacher training course and all these things, and I'll stay up thinking that I'm going to get more done, and I'll stay up till 4 a.m. and then think I'm going to get 4 hours of sleep and go back to work. And within a couple of days, I'm not as present with my clients. I'm yawning, I'm irritable, I'm grumpy, and I don't feel like exercising. When you have those times when you pushed yourself and you are crashing, that's a great opportunity to learn. So I encourage clients to journal. I don't know if you'd ever tell your patients, sure you do. Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Journal and see what is it that I did that caused me to crash. So instead of pushing everything into one day, can we space this out over a period of time? So for instance, the reason that I push is because I'm not planning out what I want to do. One thing that I've learned in my app, whenever I give the people that are on my app, I give a weekly program. And this is something that I had to learn over time. When I first had my app, I wasn't doing this. And so I've learned to I usually put in a 15-minute time slots, 30-minute time slots, and hour-long time slots. And I tell people to do as much or as little as you want on each one of those days, but try not to skip again more than 2 days. And I've had a lot of clients come back to me and say, you know, I've really learned that some days I can only do 15 minutes because I'm really rushing. And then other days I might do 30 minutes. And then there are a couple of days that I'll do an hour, but I'll make myself come back and do something the next day because they're forced to go back on the app again. Hands down, what they say is if they keep going, whether it's a little or maybe a moderate or maybe even a lot without going like too much, that enables them to stay active through the week. And they've all told me that this has actually helped them to diminish their pain. So it's kind of like anything. If we have a little boulder coming down a mountain and it's hitting us and we're not willing to learn that lesson, that boulder is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So I don't think it's a bad thing to push yourself to your edge. You know, that's how injuries happen. But let's be mindful. Let's learn from those things and let's learn from adjusting. And we call it tweaking. You know, as a trainer, I'm taking notes on my clients every single time that I'm working with them. And if I notice that when I do this specific routine, the person comes back and said, I was so sore that I couldn't move. I know as a trainer, I need to adjust their range of motion. I need to maybe put that exercise in at the beginning and not at the end. Maybe I need to change my resistance tool. Maybe I need to do that more times a week. Maybe I need to hit a little harder because that becomes a weak link. Use your crashing as a way to learn about yourself. If you're really invested in your health, you're going to have to accept the fact that your body's not going to be the same and you're going to have to tweak things. And certainly everybody wishes they could be like they were when they were 20. We're not. We're all going to age. So you have to learn how to adjust. And the most important thing is don't quit. You know, they always say that the best fighters are not the ones that, you know, they have won the best fights. The best fighters are the ones that every time they got knocked down, they got back up again. And they learn from it strategically. Okay, well, I got knocked down. Now I got to study this guy and I got to learn how to fight better, you know?
It's so true. You know, I tell my children that failure is actually a learning opportunity. Yes. You need to fail to learn. If you're always successful, it means you're not learning enough. You're not, you know, succeeding enough. And right. Only failure will show you, as well as overwhelmed. When people get overwhelmed, you know, I tell my clients, feeling overwhelmed is a luxury. You are allowing yourself to feel overwhelmed. This is a completely emotion that you can not participate in. You can stop feeling overwhelmed and just do one thing and just, you know, do one thing, not just worry about gazillion things you can do or will do or should do. So overwhelm is a luxury. And when we take that as a luxury, we can actually reduce anxiety, reduce fear, and just do something, you know, without sitting there feeling overwhelmed.
Yes. My dad's famous saying, he always says, Lauren, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I'm always the type, I'm like the overachiever. I mean, that's like the typical former anorexic, you know, always like never perfect, always have to do more. And my dad's been my little voice in my head throughout my life, you know, one bite at a time. You know, you can't change Rome. You can't build Rome in a day. You know, progression, people think progression is like, bloop. It's never progression. I love the quote, change is lumpy.
Yes.
Never linear. You're going to go up, you're going to go down. But the thing that you want to be is consistent. Consistency is key. Yeah. So,
you know, it's, I guess all dads have all kind of sayings and dad jokes. And it's just so interesting. When I remember hearing this elephant, you know, how to eat an elephant, I came from Russia. It was a new expression to me. My mind was blown. I remember it was so visual to me. I still remember this is a great expression. And I keep telling my kids that, you know, it's like, this is how you do things. You can't study for ACT you know, you have to bring it down and you have to do this. And, you know, and I guess as children, we always want to do everything at once.
Yes.
And it's like, you have to learn. And, but the same thing applies, you know, somehow adults expect children to break down in tasks into little pieces, but they don't apply the same concept to themselves. They want to do everything at once, every single day, be successful immediately. And then when they don't know something, they beat themselves up and judge themselves for not knowing. Even though this material is new, they just started listening to the podcast, you know, like 5 days ago, and they start criticizing themselves and judging themselves for not knowing that information that is so available and obvious.
Yeah.
Alex, you would not judge your child for doing this, but yet you get sucked into this judgment and you know, criticism of yourself for doing the same.
Well, that's so true, Olga, and it's you know, think about how long it's taken you to get where you are. You know, so if someone is coming to you and they're deconditioned or if they're severely overweight, this has been going on a long time. So we always want to experience, our society is such an instantaneous society. It's like, if I Google something on the internet, boom, I get an answer. Remember when you just wouldn't know things. I remember there was a time when we had some encyclopedias in my house and they were a lot of times, I don't know if this was this way in Russia, but we had like lots of people that came to our door on a regular basis trying to sell us encyclopedias. Did you all have this in Russia?
No, there was no door-to-door sales. We were lucky to get something. We had to stay in line. You remember, this is Soviet Union. We had to stay in line to buy anything. No one would come to your door ever.
Yeah. So this is good. This is good. So yeah, in the United States, that was a common thing. There's in a lot of TV shows, you know, it was like, oh, I got to get this new set of encyclopedias. That was like the joke, the encyclopedia salesman, right? So it was better to live in Russia. I don't know. But, you know, nowadays you look up things constantly. Back then you would just not know. You'd be like, when was this star born? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. Does Jerry know? And then everybody be okay with not knowing. Now we want instant stuff. Everything is instant. If I want to text somebody, they want to get back to me instantly. If I want something to be fixed quickly, I put it in the microwave and it's done in a matter of seconds, right? We expect the same thing as out of our health, even though we've spent years investing in our current state. So if you've been sedentary and having experienced, you know, chronic pain for 20 years, it's going to take at least half that time to fully engage and fully get rid of all of it and adopt a new lifestyle. So if you just kind of wrap your mind around that mindset of a long duration, long-term thing, it's going to be better. You know, in the tortoise and the hare, one of the thing about that poem is that the tortoise started really fast and just was laughing at the tortoise because it was so slow. And the tortoise went so quickly that it had to take a nap in the middle of the race. Well, the tortoise just kept going and eventually passed up the sleeping hare and ended up winning the race. When the tortoise saw the turtle trying to win, he couldn't catch up. That's such a great analogy for us. I don't know if you had that sign, that kind of thing growing up. Did you read that story?
Yes.
But it's just, you're right. We need to allow ourselves to have time. And it's like, you've got the rest of your life to work on this. It doesn't have to happen tomorrow. And things that happen too quickly don't last. You've got, you know, think about how bone develops. Bone, ligament, tendon, muscle, all has a rate of adaptation. A stress fracture is something too fast, too soon. Growing pains, muscles getting put in a stretch because the bones are growing too quickly. Tissues, everything in our body takes time. So we have to just take a deep breath and just stay consistent. And that's why I think it's so important to have professionals like yourself to talk to get support, so that when you have those inevitable days that you're feeling frustrated, that you're feeling like you're not getting anywhere, that someone can encourage you. You know, stay in touch with the spiritual practice, whatever that is for you, and continue to work on your mindset. I mean, you have to have those tools set in place so that you don't fall prey to the inevitable, you know, desire to sit still.
You know, it's such a good, the analogy and just your wisdom is speaking really clearly to so many patients, so many listeners right now. I'm sure that they get excited and motivated. So I know when I tell my patients about something exciting and they get motivated, sometimes they just need to start doing it, but then the appointment is over or the episode is over and they don't know where to start, what's next, how to do it. So if you listening right now to this podcast and you want to exercise and you have tried maybe going to the gym and didn't work out, or you went to some aerobic studio aqua fitness class, it didn't work out, and you want to find a personal trainer or a coach who may guide you, you know, slowly through this mindset adjustment, coach you through this exercise. Walk me through, is if I am, you know, deconditioned, obese person, I come to your studio. What is your process in the studio so they know how to maybe look for somebody in their area? I have many patients who are from all over the United States and internationally. What they should look for, who they should look for, and what the process should look like if they want to start exercising?
Sure. One of the blessings that came out of the pandemic is for me, for my business, was an ability to add different types of services to deal with this exact problem. The barrier for any type of fitness professional that we all suffer from is that if you are in this business long enough, you get to the point where you have a lot of clients and you can only see people certain many times during the week, because there's only certain many hours that you're awake and that you have times that are available. And then for the client, the barrier oftentimes is financial. It's time, it's location, it's driving, it's I've got kids, I've got a job, I've got, you know, all these things that are clogging up my schedule. So what we have in our facility, and I've been on a lot of discussion panels during COVID and after COVID with other fitness professionals across the US, and I've talked to a lot of my friends. You're seeing a lot more of a hybrid approach now, I think, with fitness, and I think you're going to see that more and more. First of all, I definitely believe that there are levels of instruction that you can choose. So I would say the base level, I'm going to call this the Walmart of fitness, is I could join and again, I have nothing, this has no dig on anybody. This is just an example, okay? I could join a Planet Fitness. Their business model is I pay $10 a month. I have a room full of equipment. I can come in 24 hours a day. I can work out on my own. And some people have the motivation to do that. And many people think because it's cheap and I join this place that it's going to be a win-win for me. Well, let me tell you something. The reason that business model works for Planet Fitness is because, and I've worked in a lot of gyms since I'm going to be 53 this summer. My first job was at age 16. That's how many gyms I've worked in my life. So our business model was always, we wanted to sign up as many people as we could, because I was told from the get-go, 80% of the people that join a gym will never show up. Because if you think about it, if everybody that had a gym membership showed up at the same time, nobody could work out, because the whole place, you wouldn't be able to move, right? So most people never use their gym membership. They usually have two or three, and they say they joined a gym, but they've never been there. So if you know that that's not going to be your level of motivation, don't join those places, because you're just giving them money. You might as well burn $10 a month, because you're never going to use it. But then it becomes, there's a level of gyms where you walk in and you get a personal trainer. And so you might say, okay, this trainer is going to give you 10 sessions. Many people think that this personal trainer is magical and they're going to change their life in 5 or 10 sessions. And then when they finish that, they're going to be able to go out on their own. And then when they don't use that trainer long enough and they continue to go out on their own, they don't have the finances to keep up with it. They stop. It's the trainer's fault. It's the gym's fault. It's the money. It's the yada, yada, yada. And so they'll jump from one thing to the next. We call these jumpers in our industry. And you can see a jumper from a mile away, because they tell you about all the people that failed them when they walk in the door. as I've gotten further along in my career, I've chosen now a facility that is private. And I feel like for people that come across my path, they're serious. And this is what I have chosen to do, having worked in both of those types of business models in the past. I now know I want people that want to work with me. I can only help people that want to work with themselves. So I love being able to work one-on-one with clients. Now, I know that for a lot of people, they're going to say, I can't afford that. How much is your health worth to you? You know, how much is having someone there to help you worth to you? So I know for the medical world, you're seeing more and more doctors. I'm sure you've seen a lot of your colleagues go into private practice for the very same reason, but they probably had the same issues with being in a hospital where they have to see tons and tons of patients and they never get that personal touch. I have clients, some of my clients, I've been seeing them for over 30 years, and I am so excited to be able to be a part of their life, part of their family. Some people look at me as their healthcare. And so normally when I start with a client, I want to know, I spend a good 2 hours with them. What have you dealt with? What are your emotional requirements at your job? What is your health history? What kind of surgeries have you had? What kind of medications are you taking? What is your food like? What are your feelings about exercise? What have some of the other trainers done with you? And for some people, just having someone listen and talk to them is like amazing. Like no one's ever sat and cared. And to find someone that truly cares, I think, and I am so blessed that people in my facility are all just beautiful people, and they are, I'm just so proud of them, the work that they're doing on a daily basis. They're such, they have hearts that are just so full of wanting to help people. And I think you have to surround yourself with those kind of people. But from that standpoint now, you know, MAT, muscle activation techniques, and I know we don't want to get into all that on this episode because that would take forever, but I actually have the ability to evaluate muscular imbalances and treat muscular imbalances. And that's been a godsend for me because it's been able to help me, you know, really direct people into a program that works for them. So I do have clients that come and see me weekly for MAT sessions. They also can go into the gym, and I have other trainers as well, where we can actually create fitness programs for that person. You know, we do have people that can only work out for a half an hour, only work out for 15 minutes and they're done. You know, I have clients that have huge anxieties about putting weight on their body, and it's about talking them down every time they come in. You're going to be okay. This is going to be fine. And building that trust of the repetition of, okay, I worked out. I woke up the next day. I didn't have pain. I'm good. I'm ready to do this again. So there's that time. And then I also have, and I think you're going to notice this other hybrid approach, this online platform that I developed over COVID that has been unbelievable. I don't know why I never had it before, because when they're not with me, I can assign videos for them to do at home where they can pause, stop, rewind, look at them again, save, do them over, practice them. Then when they come back and see me, we can talk about them, discuss them. Some people will actually talk to me. I just got a text this morning, a brand new client, hasn't exercised in years. And she said, did video 325, I don't remember. And she put a thumbs up. She liked it. And it was great because she did it in her home. She was there with her dog. She had it on her television. She didn't feel threatened. I was there talking her through the whole thing. And we actually had a conversation this morning on the way to do this interview with you. And I'm so excited because that made her feel confident. So I give out weekly. I've now learned the importance of communicating with clients. So I just like yourself, I mean, people need to listen to your podcast. If they listen to your podcast, that's going to maybe give them the motivation to stay with it. You're like basically creating this huge library of episodes where people can use you as a resource to learn about nutrition and learn about pushing and crashing and learn from a real MD that the symptoms that they're feeling is real. You know, I've got something where they can choose from hundreds of videos, and I can recommend videos. I give all my clients free consultations over the phone if they can't come and see me. I talk to them on a regular basis. I give out emails, nutrition information, fitness information. I have a Facebook group where I give all kinds of small little, you know, snippets of exercise routines to deal with things like osteoporosis and, you know, hip problems and foot problems and shoulder problems. And it's been great for me to be able to reach so many people that don't live near me. So I think that you need to find what works for you. Do I want to work in a gym? I know this is long-winded. Do I want to work with a group of people? Do I want to work one-on-one? What kind of person do I want to work with? Do I want to have a hybrid of online and in person? Or am I just an online person, or I just want to do in person? Find what works for you and do that.
You know, you touch on such an important topic. There's so many resources in life. You know, you can do yoga using YouTube. You can use, you know, you can learn about fibromyalgia using a book or a lecture series. You can listen to podcasts. You can find a fibromyalgia coach. You can find a physician or a chiropractor or somebody else. Just look for a solution. Find, get the initiative to start. You know, I created the podcast as a free resource for my patients, and now it has grown to over 2,000 cities, 65 countries, because there was a lack of knowledge base resource that was, you know, available to patients in their home at their level. And for me, it's a validation that this knowledge was lacking, that the resource was lacking. In your with your app, what I hear from my patients who use it, and I looked at your app as well, it is a phenomenal resource. Yes, you can sign up for I'm blocking the name, but anyway, it's a streaming service that you can sign up. Oh gosh,
anyway. On demand.
Yeah. On demand. But no, but yeah. not your service, but there's a Beachbody on demand.
Yeah.
You know, you can sign up for, and it's available. You know, you can do it. You can get a DVD. You can buy, you know, a book. You can buy a poster. You can go to, a coach. It's available. But what you provide in your app, I think is so unique, is you provide not just a highly educational and well-made resource based on your 30 plus years of experience from a physical therapist, yoga instructor, Pilates instructor, MIT instructor. You have the wealth of knowledge. You're providing a safe environment, not only physically, but also mentally. It's a safe place for your clients, and this is why it's so successful. Yes, I can get some similar information on YouTube or somewhere else, but what you're providing is a community on Facebook through your detailed, long emails with plans. And you know, I was like, how does she find time to write those emails every single week with such detail and compassion? But I feel like it's affordable, and I think it's too affordable for the quality they're getting. And I can see the compassion and the effort that you're putting into it every single week. I get your emails, you know, when you're going live, and I get it. I think it's on Wednesday, right?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And Thursdays. Gosh, how did I get Wednesday? They come on my email. It makes me smile during my clinic that, oh, Lauren is live right now, giving her lecture, giving her exercise routine. You know, just anticipation that someone with your attention to detail, your personality, your smile comes into their living room twice a week live, and then they have hundreds of videos stored. I think it's a phenomenal resource. And I feel like, just like my podcast came out of COVID, you know, I was like, I'm going to either fixate on COVID and worry about COVID and research COVID, or I can do something more productive and research and learn, you know, cognitive behavior therapy, coaching, fibromyalgia. I think there was a good time through the pandemic when we finally had our time down, like slow down and research and look into things and pause and think and create. So my podcast was my baby of creation from COVID. This on-demand service is your baby, your creation. And I feel like we're going to have this is a new time, new era. We're going to see a lot of creativity coming from this pandemic because people need to communicate. People need to share the knowledge. People need to have a community, have these resources shared. You know, I saw so many patients being isolated at home, alone. And when I had my televisits through them, somebody would say, oh, I'm so glad you called. This is my first time talking to somebody that's not a cat. you know, and and this is what this was stressful time. We did not know how long it was going to last. We were afraid to hug each other or hug your family members or, you know, breathe on them or talk to them. Absolutely. And then having this resource, again, we don't know how this pandemic is going to go. Having this resource in our living room with somebody that, that can have relationship, you know, weekly, and knowing that you have the expertise and care, I feel this is our tribe. We're building our tribe. I'm building my fiber tribe, my podcast. You're building your tribe of people because we are human. Our human brains need a tribe. Our human brains need connection.
Yes.
Our nervous system regulates through human connection. And co-regulation of human minds and experiences is essential for well-being. So I encourage all my listeners to go find Lauren and to co-regulate with her regularly through her services, either in person in your studio, which is fantastic space. It's beautiful. It's designed with love and care, or through your app, Fitness Integrated Science TV, that is beautifully designed, you know, same love and care that you're giving them weekly, but they need to co-regulate with somebody on their fitness and make their fitness experience intentional. You know, intentional living, looking for resources, that's the key to success. And I feel like that's what many people, including me, are needed. You know, we need that. So well, anyway, I'm so glad you came. There was a very long conversation. I think I'm going to break it down into a couple episodes on podcast. But I'm so glad we had this conversation. It was long coming. I knew from I think day one when I wanted to have a podcast, I knew Lauren's going to be on my show. And I know my patients, you know, value you so much and respect you. So tell my listeners how they can find you.
But first of all, Olga, thank you so much for that wonderful testimonial. And I have to say that, again, you have been such a huge influence on me from the moment that I met you, your spirit, your energy. And I agree with you. I think that you are creating such a tribe for a group of people that are pretty lost and there's not a lot of information out there. So putting out this resource and what you've done and your podcast are amazing. I've listened to a lot of your episodes and you are so intelligent and you present this information in such a beautiful way. So I want to kind of reiterate what she says. I think there's almost too many choices out there. You can get bogged down. You can look at YouTube and just feel overwhelmed. But when you find someone who, like Dr. Pinkston here, that is so knowledgeable and so caring and has a specific program, stick with that and stay within that tribe and try not to get too overwhelmed with all the different stimuli that's out there. That will make you feel so fatigued you won't succeed. So if you want to get in touch with me, my you can actually find it on your app store. It's Fitness Integrated Science TV. The website is fitnessintegratedscience.tv. You can access that either way. I do have a monthly membership of $14.99 a month or $99 a year. So it's very, very affordable. And my goal is to not only provide this service for you, but also to get to know you. I do spend a lot of time emailing and communicating with everyone that's on there. I really just want to help. I just like Olga, this was something that came out of, you know, I've had a lot of struggles personally as well. And I really have a lot of passion towards helping people to learn how to like to exercise. I think that the exercise industry needs to also serve people that are wanting to get fit that don't know how. And I have had some wonderful teachers and to helping people get stronger and more stable and feel more confident has always been my goal. So I would love to have you come and work with me. And I'm hopefully going to, at some point, be doing another one with Dr. Pinkston, and I will continue to refer people to this podcast. A lot of my clients, you know, these exercises that they're doing are only a part of it. And she will teach you so much about how to eat properly and about all the reasons why you feel the way that you do. So if you're set yourself up like that, you're sure to succeed.
Well, thank you so much for coming. It was a pleasure. Thank you. And hopefully we'll have another episode and talk about more about yoga and MIT and all the things you know and have enthusiasm to, you know, to speak about. So I'm sure this is not our last meeting. So thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, the best thing you can do is to share with someone and leave a review and rating. This helps me support more people just like you move toward better life with fibromyalgia. All you have to do is to go to the platform you're listening on, click the share button or the icon, and just send it to a friend. I so appreciate you taking your time to do so. Make sure you sign up or subscribe to this podcast so you can get the most up-to-date information in the new episodes. Thanks for joining me today, and I will see you next week. And don't forget to mind your fibro. Disclaimer, this podcast provides information only and does not provide any medical or psychological services or advice. None of the content on this podcast prevents, cures, or treats any medical or mental condition.